إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد yesterday we covered the prayer of the traveler, right? And we covered the fear prayer, we did that before that, right? Okay, now we are going to cover Salatul Jum'ah. The prayer of Jum'ah, Salatul Jum'ah. Okay, Salatul Jum'ah is obligatory upon every single person in the community except for the female, the slave, the traveler, and he who has an excuse. He who has an excuse means like sick or he cannot physically make it to the masjid like that. So Salatul Jum'ah is obligatory for the entire community. Salatul Jum'ah is obligatory for the entire community except for the female. Obviously, Jum'ah is not obligatory for them to attend. They can pray Zuhr in their houses. Okay? Except for the female and the slave, because the slave does not have to, the slave has different rulings in Islam, and the traveler and the one who has an excuse, meaning he is sick or something. Now, when we say the traveler, right? What we mean by the traveler is, we defined the traveler yesterday, but over here, if the person hears the call for Jum'ah, the scholars say it becomes obligatory for him to attend. If he hears the adhan for Jum'ah, then he must come and attend Jum'ah with the masjid, okay? The slave, yeah. A slave. The one who is owned by another human being. Okay? Yani obviously slavery doesn't exist anymore, right? But there was a time when it did exist, and Muslims had rules pertaining to how to treat or deal with slaves. Okay? So for our purpose, it can be ignored in our times. You know, can be ignored in our times. Okay. Okay. Now, what is the procedure of Salatul Jum'ah? Everyone knows the procedure of Salatul Jum'ah, that the Imam stands up to give two khutbas. It is Sunnah to give two khutbas. The Imam stands up to give two khutbas, and he sits down in between these two khutbas. And the scholars say that he should mention some verse or some ayah or praise Allah in both of the khutbas. In other words, both of the khutbas should be of an Islamic nature. Okay? That he should mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise, send the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, he should face the people while giving the khutbah. And after he finishes the two khutbas, he comes down and it is sunnah that the Imam himself leads the prayer. Okay? Even if there is a person that is more knowledgeable than him in the Quran, it is sunnah that the Imam himself leads the prayer, unless the only condition which the scholars have said that is, you know, better that he doesn't lead the prayer is when his tajweed is so bad or his recitation is so bad that he's going to make major mistakes. In that case, he gives it to another person. Otherwise, the custom or culture that we have over here in Houston and many places that the khatib will give the prayer to someone else, this is not the sunnah. It is sunnah that the person who gives the khutbah, he leads the prayers if he has the proper recitation of the Quran. Jum'ah prayer, everyone knows, is two rak'ahs, and the recitation is out loud. It is sunnah to make the recitation out loud. So far, so clear. I don't think we have to go into too much detail. It's very simple. However, what if someone, first of all, is it obligatory to attend the khutbah? Yes. According to the correct opinion, yes, it is obligatory to attend the khutbah, and if a person does not attend the khutbah without a valid excuse, then he will be sinful. In other words, it is obligatory for the believer, for the male Muslim, who is of age, to try to attend the khutbah. And if he does not attend the khutbah, and he does not have a valid excuse, then he will be sinful. The proof for this is the verse in the Quran itself. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. O you who believe, when the call for prayer is given on Jum'ah, then rush to the remembrance of Allah, meaning the khutbah. Rush to the remembrance of Allah and leave transactions, leave trade. So when the call for Jum'ah is given, all the Muslims should leave their worldly affairs, they should leave their jobs, they should leave their offices, and they should come to the Jum'ah khutbah, which obviously will be followed by the Jum'ah salah. Okay? If a person misses the khutbah, however, and he catches the two rak'ahs, then his Jum'ah is still acceptable. Also, he will be sinful if he didn't have an excuse for missing the khutbah. His Jum'ah will be acceptable.